Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I am daughter of Israel Abel Hawkins, and I would like to serve you forever as a priestess starting very soon. It is now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath service. Welcome everyone to another wonderful Sabbath services here at the Great House of Yahweh. Please get ready to continue in learning about Yahweh's great plan for mankind. And now it is my honor and privilege to introduce to you the sons and daughters of Israel Abel now entering the sanctuary. With this, I'd like to turn it over to the priest.
So today, I am going to be starting on a new Yematria search. I was given some numbers by the overseer, two sets of numbers. I'm going to be bringing one set this today. And if I could have my first slide, please. Okay, if you notice this, the current year is written there, 2020 AY. The seven-year peace treaty was signed. Does everybody remember what year it was signed and put into action? 1993. Now, if you subtract 1993 from 2020, you get 27 years. What I was asked to bring to remind you is, when we bring this information out and you take your notes, what we need to do as teachers of our children, of guards of our homes, women and sisters, is we need to take this information and search out everything that the overseer has written. He can't bring everything out. So take these dates, take these some of these phrases and everything else, and you can go to the askisrael.com, put these phrases in, and that search will bring up every time he talked about those phrases, those dates of the prophetic words and newsletters. Bring up those prophetic words and newsletters and read them and glean all that information that the overseer has given us, because that is what's going to help us to not only understand everything that he's bringing forth, understand when Yahweh gives him new revelations of his words, but also helps us to get ready for what's coming. So remember to it's askisrael.com, and don't forget to go to yisraelsays.com so you can search out the books of Israel. Now, I did a Strong's Exhaustive Concordance red letter search. It's the Greek. If I could have my next slide, please. Okay. And it says, it's number 27, it comes from 25, beloved, beloved dearly, beloved, dearly beloved, well beloved, and dear. And 25 means loved and beloved. Now, if you go to, what does that mean, dearly beloved? What scripture does that bring to mind of the overseer? If you go to Isaiah 44:2, it says, "This is what Yahweh says, who made you and formed you from the womb. Who will help you? Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, and Yeshurun, beloved Israel, whom I have appointed." Now, beloved Israel is actually part of that 27, which ties us to the peace treaty. If I could have my next slide, please. Okay, number 27. In the Hebrew, it means father of judgment. If I could have my next slide, please. Now, from the 19th book of Yisrael, chapter 4, verse 61, I need to find my copy of it, verse 61, it says, Yeshua said in Matthew 7:23, what he's going to say to you, Yeshua, he's the judge. He's the judge. It's been given unto Yeshua. Now, the reason why I went with the judge from that is because as I was studying out these beloved Israel, a lot of things came to mind, and a certain phrase came to mind, and it said, "Overseer Israel Abel Hawkins, the chosen one by Yeshua Messiah to bring forth judgment in this generation." Now, judgment. That's from the 27th Father of Judgment. Yeshua Messiah is the one with judgment. And if you see the numbers, you see the 1074. 1074 in Hebrew means firstborn. Now, what else does 1074 mean? 1074 is the tag that Yahweh numbered Yisrael by. And I did a Yomatria one time. Numbered by Yahweh also comes up 1074. Now, I want you to understand this. Overseer Yisrael Abel Hawkins, the one chosen by Yeshua Messiah to bring forth judgment in this generation. Remember the 2 days of judgment? That was given to us. That was overseen by the one chosen by Yeshua Messiah in these last days. There is no getting around this. Yisrael has been given the authority to bring forth and proclaim judgment to those called by Yahweh in these last days. So please take heed of everything he brings, because there's no getting around it. It's Yahweh's judgment given to Yeshua, given to Yisrael. And with that, I turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You can see. Now, how many of you remember when Pastor said he had a dream about the treehouse? Show of hands. Praise Yahweh. So I looked it up in the yahweh.com, and I found two places. The first book of Israel was the first one, chapter 22, verse 57. It says, "This is how Yahweh works. It is like the bugs that Yahweh says you are going to have control over, to say, come and clean up this mess down here. Come and clean up this mess here. You will have your subconscious mind. If you remember the dream of the treehouse, it looked like this giant brain, and there were billions of these receptors like computers that were sending out signals for them, for this, that, and the other to be done. There I was basking in the sun with a fishing pole and really enjoying things. I was doing this tremendous work at the same time. That is the picture that I believe Yahweh gave me. I don't think I've seen anything like that on the television or in the movies. If I did, I don't remember." Now, that was the first book of Israel, chapter 22, verse 57. And then in the 16th book of Israel, chapter 18, verse 32, he says, "No one else could do it. I envy Yeshua. I keep telling people that I actually envy the fact that he's 2,000 years ahead of us. Now, he's had his subconscious mind for 2,000 years, and that subconscious mind is what I saw in the treehouse that was so pleasant, and everything around it was so pleasant, loving, having, and caring. That treehouse was gathering information. It's like it was hungry for knowledge, like suction cups, taking it in, and it was all coming into my brain. I realize now that is the subconscious mind that Yahweh was trying to show us." So we see this dream, he's referring back to it. Even in the first book of Israel, he's referring back to it. So I don't know when he had that dream, but the first book of Israel was written in 2003, as we all know. So I put in there Metria, the treehouse dream. And as you can see, 190 is the first number. It means a union, a road, properly to be in the same way, that is, to accompany, especially as a disciple, follow, reach. And we know that we are the disciples of Yisrael Hawkins. We are his, we follow him as his, as our teacher, our leader. And whatever he desires, we also desire the same. 1140 is the other number. In the Hebrew, it means a structure, building. It's a feminine of 1129, to build, literally and figuratively, begin to build, builder. So this dream, it was about this building that when you go into, you get that knowledge, it comes into you. And also we know that Yisrael Hawkins is also establishing us in these last days
according to Yahweh's laws, what is written. So I put in, my other yometria was Abraham 17, overseer, OYH says he'd like to build a treehouse at the homestead. Now, he told me that he would like to build a treehouse at the homestead, so I put that in the yometria. Abraham 17, OYH says he'd like to build a treehouse at the homestead. And you see those numbers there, 663, in the Hebrew it means in the sense of strength. And we know what's strength? The laws of Yahweh are the strength. So Yahweh approves of it. In the Greek, 663 means decisiveness. That is rigor, severity. And that word rigor means the quality of being extremely thorough or accurate. And we also know that he also said that in the sermon, that whatever he approves on earth, it's approved in the heaven too. And that comes from 664, which means to cut abruptly, that is peremptorily, sharpness. Now, that gave the scripture Titus chapter 1, verse 13. If you can turn there, it's on page 940. In your book of Yahweh, Titus chapter 1, verse 13, it says, I testify, this was said, therefore, rebuke them sharply, in order that they should be sound in the faith. And that scripture is found under the title, the elders, and under the subtitle, the elders' duty. Elders rebuke the reprobate. And we know that the overseer is an elder in the house of Yahweh. And also about the sharpness, like the two-edged sword for your reference, Revelation 1:16 and Hebrews 4:12. The last number, 3978, it means food in the Hebrew, and it's from 398 in the Hebrew, which means to eat, consume, feed with food. And we know that in the house of Yahweh, we have two types of food. We have the spiritual food and we have the physical food. And in this treehouse, what you're getting into your mind, what's coming into your subconscious mind is the spiritual food that we all need. And when our subconscious mind is open, when we're able to connect to it, we will have a lot of information, a lot of information. And also, feed with food freely. And also in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8, it says, when you receive it freely, you give freely. And we know that Yahweh allows us to receive this information from the overseer freely. He gives it to us freely. And recently, we also started getting the physical food freely, right? Praise Yahweh. For my other yometria, so that was taught to me on Abraham 17. So I put Abraham 17 in the yometria, and 153 was the number, the first number. It means an arm. You see, again, it just matches the other one, Abraham 7, the other yometria. So Abraham 17 means, 153 means an arm. And we know that's the strength of Yahweh. And 918 is the other number in the Hebrew. It means to gap open, to mend a breach. And we know there's a scripture that talks about us being the repairer of the breach, stopping the curses that's going on in this world today because of sin, the breaking of Yahweh's laws. So my other yometria is OYH builds a homestead treehouse, and you can see there 322, which is his personal tag number, and also it comes from 268, which means west, the western work that we are on all in these last days. And in the Greek, it means to exhibit, that is by implication to indicate, appoint, show. So Yahweh is showing us this. And 1932 in the Greek means suitableness, that is by implication equity, mildness, clemency, gentleness. And it comes from 1933, which means mild, gentle, moderation, patience. Now all these, they're found in, if you look in the book of Titus chapter 1 verse 5 through 9, and also in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 through 7, it talks about the qualifications of elders. And those are found in there. They're supposed to be patient. They're supposed to be, to have moderation, you know, like self-control, temperance, and also to be mild, not intense or extreme, you know, allowing people room to grow, but at the same time rebuking them of doing sin. For the last number, 1620, in the Greek, it means to expose, figuratively to declare, to expound. And that's what Pastor's doing. He's expounding on Yahweh's ways, exposing or unveiling what the deception that's going around this world today, and exposing their sins. And that's why the house of Yahweh is the most hated place. And with this, if you'll stand, I'll turn over to the next teacher.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Though we're all thankful to be called to Yahweh's last day's treehouse, we know that this is his house and it's also the tree of life in the last days. So in these last days is a time where the prophecies are coming to completion, and not only is Yahweh's work growing and advancing and all the things that he promises coming to pass, but we're also going to see the end of the continual war that started in Genesis chapter 4. Also, the last seven plagues, we'll see the end of the plagues, the end of the war, the end of this coronavirus, right? So remember in Genesis chapter 4, verse 12 through 14, we can turn there. Verse 12, you notice after mankind had sinned, and after Cain chose sin as well, and after Abel was murdered, you notice ever searching for peace in verse 12, and then look at verse 14, there shall be continual war, vengeance, and retaliation. So for 6,000 years, mankind has been trying to bring peace through war. You can see that. They've been ever searching for peace, but they don't know what true peace is, because peace is actually a blessing, and we know blessings only come from Yahweh's house. So their way of bringing peace is through force, like it says in Daniel. By peace, their so-called peace, they would destroy many. But in the last days, we have Yahweh who said, I would establish my house, and we have many prophecies concerning Yahweh's house being established, the last day's witness, the work of the two witnesses, and also that we would restore peace to the heavens and to the earth. But how exactly are we going to do that? Well, again, peace is a blessing that Yahweh promised. It's a result of keeping all of Yahweh's 613 laws and upholding them. Everyone upholding and keeping Yahweh's laws. And we know that the house of Yahweh in these last days is the only place that teaches keeping and upholding all of Yahweh's 613 laws. No adding and no taking away. And not just, I mean, Yahweh sent someone to teach us. It's not just like we know this and we called ourselves to Yahweh's house. Yahweh brought us, he called us to the one, by the one he sent, to the one he sent to teach us. And we know that's the branch. There's a prophecy in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 11 through 13, that talks about the Council of Peace. And if you could turn there, it's on page 719. We have Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 11. We see there the Son of Yahweh, which is Yahshua, our high priest. Verse 12, we see the branch who would build the house, this treehouse that we're sitting in. And verse 13, the Council of Peace will be between them both. This Council of Peace is also unity. Through keeping Yahweh's laws, there's complete peace and complete unity. And we know Micaiah 4, 1 through 3 prophesied about Yahweh's house teaching all nations, and they will learn war no more. Now, if you remember what Pastor ended with 2 weeks ago, this is all part of Isaiah 45, verse 8. Drop down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth be released. There's a lot in those words there. Let salvation spring up, and let righteousness grow together. I, Yahweh, have created it. So as an encouragement to help us every single day, it would be great to go back and read the Mark of the Beast, part 2, chapter 16, because this chapter actually explains to us how our training is now. We're the ones who are going to be teaching the ones that are left alive, the ones who had to go through the destruction and resurrecting the others as well. And we'll be teaching them to keep Yahweh's Sabbaths and feast days, having Yahweh's mark. and getting rid of this mark of the beast. So if we can get our numbers, and we're going to try not to go too fast here, but we're going to see pastor's tag number 322 and along with his others. So we have in the last days the promotion, which brings peace, Yahweh's house, 322. The next one, we have bringing eternal peace. Remember, this is eternal, it's everlasting, like Daniel chapter 7 said. Bringing eternal peace and stop all war, 322. We have our next one, teaches eternal peace. Who's that? Us, Yisrael Hawkins, and this last day's house. Stop all wars, 322. Can we get our next one? Remember our trial that we went through, the perfect children, 1074. My children are now perfect. That's something that Yisrael Hawkins can actually say, 1934, the year of the witness, okay? Yisrael Texans restore peace. Yahweh had a lot to say about us Yisrael Texans. You see there, 322. 2020 means rescue and deliverance. Remember all the scriptures that say we will rescue the creation from the bondage of corruption. And who exactly are these Yisrael Texans? Well, for those who are out there not acquainted with us, we are in Yisrael, Texas City, which is 322. Where is Yisrael, Texas City? Speaks Oki language, that's us, 1074. And for those who might not know us or those who hate us, they say, oh, those Yahwehs, 1074. Praise Yahweh. And with this, if y'all please stand, we'll turn over to the next speaker.
Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of us. Please be seated. The title of my speech is Nuclear War Will Break Out, but the power, which is the strength, is in the laws of Yahweh. I would like to reiterate this, and I say reiterate because we have been warned repeatedly by the one sent. As in the days of Noah, we had a flood, and many lives were destroyed. And the lives that were destroyed were the ones that rejected Yahweh's laws, the prophet Noah, and they did not acknowledge Yahweh as the creator of the heavens and the earth. The earth was so corrupt, it was lawless, filled with violence. But Yahweh brought a sigh of relief. Not that he took delight in what the stiff-necked and rebellious, the ones that deviated from his plan, has become and caused, but he saw the fulfillment of his plan in Noah and his seed, so he took comfort in that. So in order to bring forth his plan, he saw it beneficial to allow the flood to purify the earth, to cleanse the earth with water. So because he said the men of this world will never subject themselves to his word. As Jeremiah 23, chapter 23, verse 22 says, but if they had stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, the laws and the prophets, then they would have turned them from the evil ways and from the evil of their doings. The one that was not destroyed by the flood was the ones that stood in Yahweh's counsel. They allowed themselves to hear Yahweh's words, and they did not reject Yahweh's laws and prophet Noah, who was Noah at that time. Now, in these last days, we also have a prophet, the one sent, the great Yisrael Abel Hawkins, spoken of in Isaiah chapters 44 and 45. You can study that for yourself. He's also sent to warn us in these last days, as Noah did. I would like to read from the sixth book of Yisrael, verse 116, page 73. It says, now, remember what the Savior said. All these curses will be, but they will be greater than they have ever been before. Go back to Matthew 24. He's speaking of all these. He's speaking of Noah and the time period of Noah. He's speaking of disease epidemics, and he's speaking of war. He says in Matthew 12 that because of sin, these things are coming to pass. So now, in these last days, Yahweh will allow nuclear war to burn the earth, because to show mankind what going their own way will bring. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29 says, but after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give her light, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So I would like to encourage you to read the Nuclear Baby book, the booklet, Nuclear War Is Really Coming, and also study the Mark of the Beast, Volume 2. And please pay close attention to the words of the great teacher that they're going to play right now. Can I please have my clip?
This way that man is going in rebellion against his 613 laws of peace will bring a certain blasting. And then he says the powder and dust will come down upon you until you are destroyed. It gives the color of it, which is gray, and that's the color of the fallout dust that is spoken of then in Revelations. And he also gives the three colors that make up the mushroom cloud that comes from the nuclear bomb. It was prophesied that the nuclear bombs would be invented and used, and a dust of gray would actually come down upon people and destroy them.
Praise Yahweh. Now I'd like to turn to the Ametria. So I entered into the Ametria. Nuclear war will break out. I thought it was so profound. I could have just made this my whole speech because it explained it so clearly. The Greek 2727 from 2596 and 2279 means to sound down into the air, to indoctrinate, to appraise of, inform someone of something, make aware, teach, and instruct. And this is what Deirdre Hawkins has been doing for us. Greek 2596 means frequently, donates, opposition, distribution, or intensity. The Greek 2279 means a loud or confused noise, an echo, a roar, rumor. And we know as Matitia 24:6, there will be wars and rumors of wars and fame and sound. Greek 1590 from 1537 and 3089 means to relax, faint. The Greek 3089 means break up, dissolve, loose or unloose, melt, and put off. The Greek 269 means sin, from 264 sin and the base of, and we know because of sin, nuclear war is coming. I'm going to just skip the for the sake of time, I'm going to move down to 1590. It means a stealer, a thief. And who are we talking about? Satan, the great deceiver, who stole authority to begin with. That's why we have a nuclear war. I also entered into the Ametria. Our power is in the laws of Yahweh, and it's 4075, 2166, 361, and it's Hebrew 261 from 352, a pillar, the same as 93, and it means strength, which is the laws of Yahweh, and a strong oak, and Hebrew 193 means to be strong, the body as rolled together as powerful, mighty strength. Part of the meaning of the Greek meaning of 361 means sinless and without sin, and with this, sisters, we can see that nuclear war will break out, but our power is in the laws of Yahweh. And I'd like to turn it over to the next speaker. Be strong.
Shabbat Shalom, great honorable saints of Yahweh. Please take your seat in the great house of Yahweh. We, the house of Yahweh, chose to establish Yeshua Messiah as our high priest, as written in Hebrews 10:21. Yeshua Messiah, our ruler and mediator, under you, great Yahweh, Yeshua, most honorable, most habed, most honored king, leader, and teacher, guide, defender of the saints, and honorable judge over us and all to come. The title of this speech is, Can You Say Yeshua Messiah is My Honorable High Priest and King? On Melchizedek 12, our Honorable Overseer, Pastor Israel Hawkins, asked us to honor Yeshua in our prayers, and I see that daily that everyone has been doing it. It's such an amazing thing. And Pastor, our last day's anointed witness, as written by the sacred prophets, always tells us, to prove all things. So he always tells us to choose, but in order to choose, we have to get the facts. So we know that the world really can't make a choice until it's set before them. Revelation 12:9 says that the whole world is deceived, and we were part of that world until Yahweh called us out to his great house. We honor Yahweh and Yeshua by calling them by their names. We honor Yahweh and Yeshua by walking in the laws and believing in the prophecies. We can't just only use these pretty words. We have to show by our walk with Yahweh that we are walking the same way as our overseer and our high priest, Yeshua. I just want you to let you know that everything I know and set before you this day was taught to me by Israel Hawkins. He's always told us that we can be assured of the written words, not to lean upon opinions. In Acts 4:12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." There has been a deception that deceived the whole world into thinking that we can call our high priest and king Jesus Christ. In the house of Yahweh, we diligently teach our children, and in one of the first lessons we teach them in the Strong's Concordance is our Messiah's name. Is it Jesus or is it Yeshua? So in Matthew 1:21, it says, "They called him Jesus," in the King James Version. So that went to the Greek 24:24 in the Strong's, and it's Jesus, Jesus, of Hebrew origin, which takes us right back to 3091 in the Hebrew. When you go to the Hebrew Strong's 3091, it shows you his name is Yahshua. It comes from 3068, Yahweh, the name of the Creator, and 3467, meaning salvation. Yahweh will save his people from their sins. And in Yahshua, he made that atoning blood for us by paying our past sins. But he also set that perfect example, for he was the first one led and perfected by the faith and told us to sin no more. He taught us the Sabbath, the clean foods, to believing in the laws and the prophecies. And now let's show another way we can prove Yeshua's name. I have a timeline here. And the first thing on that timeline is the prophecy in Isaiah 7:13 and 14, which was in 742 before Yeshua, speaking of the birth of Yeshua, which we just talked about in Matthew 1:21. And then we see in 33 that Yeshua in AY came into existence. He started in the flesh, as 1 Yochanan 4 verse 2 says, "By this you will know the Spirit of Yahweh, that everyone confesses that Yeshua Messiah started in the flesh." In 33 AY, we can see that he was the murderer of Yeshua, that he was that sacrificial lamb according to all the laws and the ordinances of our Passover sacrifice in Exodus chapter 12, that each household shall have a lamb. The household of the house of Yahweh has our lamb, Yeshua Messiah. So we go on to 251 after Yeshua. And in the Lost Faith of the Apostles on page 102, it talks about the 10 persecutions in the house of Yahweh. And it says, "By the time the 10th persecution was accomplished, what Yeshua had established as a group of believers under the authority of the apostles called the house of Yahweh was dead." And had completely faded from sight until, and I love that word, until, the house of Yahweh was reestablished in these last days according to prophecy. And you can find that prophecy in Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1 through 4. We go down to 325 AY, where at the Council of Nicaea, Constantine proclaimed to making two gods out of one God out of two. And if you remember, in any prophetic word almost that you pick up, the overseer will have that article about that, showing that they chose Jesus Krishna as one God. Now, if you go to 1524 AY, you will see that that was when the J first came into existence by a man named Gian Giorgio Trizno. He was a Catholic who served the Pope. And he was an honored scholar, and I put in deception, for the Catholic Church. And in 1611, the King James Version was brought up using the letter J, taking away Yahweh's great name and our honorable high priest, Yeshua Messiah. And we can see that all the books of Yahweh before that were burned, and where they could not have that information. until 1933, 322 years later, the conception of the last day's anointed witness. Now, in the Lost Book, Lost Faith on page 95, it says, and I want you really, if you can go back and read this, he really expounds on what Revelation 3:3 says. It says, exercise your memory and recollect the things you accepted when I called you and opened your mind. You heard and understood the way of Yahweh then. Keep your eye upon these things and guard them from injury. Think differently about the way you are going now. And that was in a lawless way of religion. He says, think differently. And on page 80, and I wanted to show you this last Yemetri, on page 80, it says, the scriptures testify of Yeshua. By this testimony of the Father through the inspired prophets, Yeshua was given undisputable authority that testified that he was sent of Yahweh. And you can see in the Matria 3:22 that Yeshua also says, our overseer has undisputable authority because he is written of in the scriptures. Let Yahweh always be glorified, as I turn it over to our next speaker.
Shalom, please be seated. The title of my speech today is Cramming for the Finals. Cramming for the Finals. How many of you have ever had finals at school? Yeah, some of you have. Okay, so since we're cramming, and it is the finals, we should never hear things like, I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Mom, is there anything to do? I'm so bored. I've never understood the concept of bored, not being in the house of Yahweh, because there's work to do every day. There's classes to attend. You have to prepare to go to the classes. You don't just want to show up. What if you have to teach them? You have to get ready. You can't just stand up there unprepared and teach a class, right? There's never an opportunity to be bored in the house of Yahweh. We're always looking for people to submit speeches to the South Office. There's women's presentations now almost every month. There's never an opportunity to be bored in Yahweh's house. Form a study buddy. Get someone to study with you. If you want to use your phone, use it for righteousness. Text scriptures. Oh, I found a scripture that goes with that. Oh, I've got one too. Pick subjects. Do it every week, whatever you need to do. There's no opportunity to be bored in the house of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Some of my closest long-lasting friendships in the house of Yahweh are scripturally bound. All of my closest friendships in the house of Yahweh are scripturally bound. That should be all we talk about. That should be all we do. That should be all we think. There's nothing else. We're preparing for a kingdom. We want a position in this kingdom. This is a forever kingdom. This is not something that's just, well, I'll do this for a while. No, there's no opportunity to be bored in the great house of Yahweh. I try to join every group that I can. There's an inspiration group on WhatsApp, Studious Committed Queens from Kenya. I'm in that group. I don't even live in Kenya. I might not always be able to hear what they're, or type in what they're saying, but I try to go back and listen to their speeches and the things that they bring out and the things that they type to add to my storehouse of knowledge. There's never an opportunity to be bored in the house of Yahweh. Golden Women of New. For our seniors, I joined that group. Ask It Able Kenya, the Nigerian group. Join every group you can if they're studying. Those are the kind of friendships and fellowships that we should desire in the great house of Yahweh. And then you will never be with a friend and say, I'm bored. What can we do? Because when we're bored, we find trouble. But there's never an opportunity to become bored in the great house of Yahweh. Go through pastor's sermons. Make notes as if you have to teach that yourself. If he quotes a scripture but doesn't give the reference, challenge yourself to find the reference. Write it in your notes. Add to your notes. The notes you take for Sabbath services, that's not all. Go back and study them. Add to them. Cross-reference them. Use them. There's things like Yisrael Says, Ask Yisrael, eSword, BibleHub.com, Strong's Concordance, Gesenius, Thayer's, Brown, Driver, and Briggs, to name a few. Let's show an example of some, because some people say, I don't know how to study. There are so many different ways to study, and there's not a wrong way to study unless you're not studying Yahweh's word, okay? So let's go through a prophetic word here. This is the latest prophetic word. I'm going to have it on the screen here for you. These are just some of the things that you can do. House of Yahweh is the only forever thing. That's the title of the prophetic word. Well, you can put that in the Yematria because you might be asked to give a speech one day. HOI is the only forever thing, 322. You can start building a whole speech around a prophetic word title. There's no opportunity to be bored in the great house of Yahweh. You can see that first scripture there. I'm only giving one page example for lack of time. You can look up words, put it in the margin. Pastor says read every word. Don't just glaze by these things. Read them, study them. Make speeches and sermons out of every section that he talks about. In the second paragraph there, and this is just the first page, there's a sentence here that Pastor says, the house of Yahweh is the planned kingdom of Yahweh. I said to myself, that stands out to me. Well, what would stand out to you? So what do I write there in my own margin? You're going to do it different. It's different for everyone. So I wrote, seek it. I circled it and put house of Yahweh. Where's that scripture found? Deuteronomy 12, verse 5. You seek that habitation, the house, the place where your father chooses to put his name in this time period. Then the kingdom of Yahweh, that's at the end of the sentence. Circle that. I put seek it. Where does it say to seek the kingdom? Matthias 6, verse 33. You can get whole speeches out of just one page. You can get five or six speeches out of one page of one prophetic word magazine. Do you see it? There's no opportunity to be bored in the great house of Yahweh. Now, these are just some things. You can circle things, cut them out, clip them in your books. You can make photocopies if you don't want to make your prophetic word look like cheesecloth. And then you can cut them out and tape them in your book. To have references, go through the Yisrael Says program, find quotes where pastor talks about a subject, like Genesis 1:26. Find everywhere in the Yisrael Says where he talks about Genesis 1:26. Write it really small in your book, and then if you're ever asked to give an impromptu speech, you have all of Yisrael Hawkins' quotes on that subject right in the book. They did a lot of really great things for us in this time period. There's sometimes where they'll end the chapter, and then there's a bunch of white space at the bottom of the page. Oh, not in our books though, right? Because we can fill those things up with speeches and different things. I have some Yematria that I want to run through before I'm done, because this becomes so exciting. How many of you sit there when pastor's speaking, or any of the priests for that matter, and when they start talking, you automatically go in your book of Yahweh or write a scripture down because you know where they're going to go next. I like to challenge myself. Sometimes I'm off and they go to a different scripture, but that's okay because I still have a reference there, and when they go to the one that they're going to, I write there that as well, and then I got a double reference, right? There's no opportunity to be bored in the great house of Yahweh. So, my first Yematria. No student left behind, because pastor has taught us all the things I just brought out to you. This is nothing new. 8:28. That's pastor's birthday, the date of his birth, and he leaves none of his students behind. We can get behind, but he's not leaving us there. The next Yematria. Study to show yourself approved to Yahweh. 5:12. Yahweh is in complete control. Remember pastor's dream? And the other number, 3072, Yahweh Zidkenu. Yahweh is our righteousness. The last Yematria that I have for you today is a cramming for finals, because that's what we're doing here at the great city of Yisrael. 1074. Yes, the students, the 1074, are cramming for this exam. Before it, you can do flashcards. You can actually memorize. There were some young ladies. There's over 100 flashcards in here. And there were some ladies that back in the day, they're grown women with children now. I could read the scripture, they could tell me where it was at. And then I would try to do it different. I would say where it's at, and they had to quote the scripture. You can memorize the whole book of Yahweh, but you have to stay with it, because if you let it down for a while, you forget. School's now in session. Your future is only limited by your own choices. Please stand and welcome the great priest in Yahweh's house. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. Study to show ourselves approved. That's what we're striving to do, right? So this time we get to hear from great deacon Michael Ossip.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. Yahweh's peace be with each and every one of you. To start off, I'd like everybody for your notes to write down Genesis 3:5. Write down Genesis 3:5. And remember, it's Satan's goal to make all of the earth and all the people on the earth evil as the gods, but Yahweh has something else in mind. Okay? That's her goal and her desire to turn everybody to evil, that they will not practice Yahweh's way. But Yahweh has something else in mind. And I have another search coming soon, continuing in evil as the gods, and also another one coming on the anger of Cain and Yisrael's arrest. Those ones are going to be really great, but we're going to continue with the final of the court case. Okay, the first one was called Heaven's Court. The second one was called House of Yahweh Innocent. And then this one that we're going to be doing today is Hillel's Appeal, and this will finish it out. Now, one thing I want to point out is all three of these were different titles of the searches. So when I would put into the code program, I'd put in the Hebrew equivalent, which would mean Heaven's Court or House of Yahweh Innocent or Hillel's Appeal. And they come up in different parts of the Hebrew text. But all three of them had things in every single one, making them three witnesses to what Pastor Yisrael has been teaching for decades here in the house of Yahweh. And some things I wanted to point out, yes, it's amazing. In Heaven's Court and the one today, Yisrael and Yahshua both come up. Also what comes up is 2 days court appearance, or 2 days. And that comes, 2 days comes up in all three of the searches, that it was a 2-day court appearance. And also in the House of Yahweh Innocent, and the one today we have coming up, 1 hour burning, or 1 hour fervent heat. So it shows that these were different parts of the Hebrew text and different code searches, but they all said same things, similar things, showing that everything Pastor's been teaching us proves his words, proves the house of Yahweh. So let's get into this one. This is, again, Hillel's Appeal. And it was encoded in Yekechka 28, the chapter about Satan. And the letter skip was 6735, which means messenger or ambassador, but also means the word throw, which is T-H-R-O-E. And that means mental or physical pressure or pain and sorrow, which is what she was going through this court case. Now, let's go to the search. All right, let's see, we got that. What's that? Okay, so let's start. This is the way this one ends up is just mind-blowing. Okay, so right here we have Hillel's Appeal, and that's the main, as it says there. Okay. Then 2, 3, and 4 all together, 2, 3, and 4 is 2-day court appearance. 2-day court appearance, and of course it crosses Hillel's Appeal. Then up here, again, we have accusations and allegations. Accusations and allegations. Right over here, crossing 2-day court appearance is arbitrate. And of course, that means an independent person or body reaching an authoritative judgment or settlement. Now remember, it crosses 2-day court appearance, arbitrate. Okay? Then over here, we have complaint. Complaint. Then we jump back over to here. Number 8 right here, and that is condemnation. Now keep note of where this is in this little group of words we're going to come back to. Condemnation. Okay, we'll come back to this. Rebellious was with it right here, but I forgot to put it in. So it's a rebellious condemnation. Okay, so let's jump over to 9. 9 is right here, and this one's corrupt, and it crosses complaint. As the other one said, she was fabricating corrupt complaints and corrupt information about the witness Yisrael. And of course, right here, we have Yisrael, which is a corrupt complaint against Yisrael. Now, she's bringing fabricated evidence against Yisrael Hawkins trying to show that he's not worthy. He needs to be impeached. He's not worthy to be the witness and to usher in this kingdom. Okay? Then right here, right here, Yahshua, that's Yahshua's name. Now remember, we had rebellious. We had rebellious and we had condemnation. Okay? And right here we have fabricate. And again, it connects to 7, which is complaint, and 9, which is corrupt, and Yisrael. So she fabricated, like the other searches said, a corrupt complaint against Yisrael Hawkins. Again, proving what she was doing. Okay, and then we had fabricate. Now, this is where it starts getting interesting. We have 13 right here is House of Yahweh, and it's right above two-day court appearance. Okay, two-day court appearance. Now, right here, 14 and 15, which crosses 11, which is Yahshua, is Hillel against. Hillel against, and it connects to rebellious condemnation. Now, when you form these clusters together, what it says is, all together it says Yahshua, Hillel against. But when you look at it in the way it would be read, it's Hillel brings rebellious condemnation against Yahshua. And it was probably under desperation. And what was interesting is when I got to the end, I thought, okay, she was probably desperate nearing the end of this court case to where she started pointing and blaming and accusing Yahshua, the high priest. And sure enough, I didn't write it in, but crossing her name right here, H-L-L, Hillel, was the word desperate, desperation. So she knew she was losing her case and that the house of Yahweh was going to be judged innocent. So now, this comes up crossing Hillel's appeal, and that's the word no more. And it crosses the word appeal. No more appeal, no more opportunity for her. That's it, case closed, house of Yahweh innocent. So that's the way it turned out. Now, another word came up, and I was shocked when I saw it, and so I continued with it, and you're not going to believe what this says. Remember, exactly 3 days after the court case closed, Abbas contacted Vladimir Putin and said he was ready to revive the peace plan, the Oslo Accord, with Israel if the nations and the countries would get involved. Well, the article I saw said nations, but what he was actually talking about and started coming up in the other articles was the quartet. If the quartet would be involved again, he was ready to revive the peace talks with Israel. Exactly 3 days. Now back to the codes, right here we had no more. Well, something else connected to it, and I'm just going to read them out. No more, delay, Abbas, treaty, 1 hour burning. No more delay, Abbas, 1 hour, I'm sorry, no more delay, 1 hour, let me see if I can take a moment here. No more delay, Abbas, treaty, 1 hour, fervent heat. Fervent heat. So what we're seeing here is things are moving forward, the hatred is growing in the world, and it's not going to be long, and Yahshua will be here with the kingdom of Yahweh being established under Yisrael Hawkins' authority. Now, some other words did come up. Overturn came up. Finishing. And for us, the great house of Yahweh, fame, greatness, praise, and rejoicing. For all of us, in the overcoming, we've shown the heavens. We have done, and we will complete this race. We will win this race with the help of Yisrael Hawkins, the great priesthood, Yahshua Messiah, and Yahweh's help. So with that, if you'll all stand, I have the great opportunity to turn it back over to a wonderful priest in Yahweh's house, a dear friend, the great Kohen Michael Hawkins. Yahweh bless your Sabbath.
Satan can appeal all she wants, but she's not righteous, right? Only the house of Yahweh is righteous, and righteousness pours down from heaven, only from Yahweh's house. At this time to hear more, we get to hear from great Gahan Benjamin Cross Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom. Yahweh's peace be with everyone. Please be seated. Okay, so let's go ahead and just get started here. This is today's title of today's sermon is Let the Skies Pour Down Righteousness on the Radio Waves. Remember, that was what Pastor talked about when he left off last time. Let's go ahead and let's look at the first slide and see that Yahweh had this planned out for today, you know, from before the foundation of the earth. Let's look at this. Abraham 25, that's today's date. 8/15/2020. The first number you get is 3444 in Hebrew means salvation. It means deliverance. It means savior, deliverer, to preserve and rescue. And then notice the second number, 5776. It means a bird. From 5775, flying creatures that fly, flying, winged. A bird as covered with feathers, or rather, as covering with wings. Think about this here, this ark here in front of us with the two witnesses. From 5774, to fly, to cover with wings or obscurity, to shine forth. Now, that might remind you of something that Pastor taught us on this following slide. Next slide, please. Now, notice, learning to prophesy, number four, our job is to warn the world, not to question Yahweh. This was given before the 9-12 prophecy, 9-12-06. Remember, he told us we need to get this message out. And that was on 6-3-06, the Feast of Pentecost. Notice, 6-3-06 is what's called a palindrome. That means you can read 603 forward and backward, right? That means Yahweh's trying to show us something, right? Let's see what he's trying to show us. On that day, Pastor first brought out about the Hotbird 613 satellite. He says in verse 179 of this sermon, it's Hotbird 613, Hotbird. Now 613, you know what that is, of course. It's the 613 laws of Yahweh. That's all it ever stood for. Verse 180, he said the word here, bird, is kanaf. It means edge or extremity. You know, like taking it to the full four corners of the earth. It also means army. It means overspreading, uttermost part. Remember these definitions. Uttermost part, like uttermost parts of the world. We're going to take this to all the nations. Verse 187, in the metaphorical sense, use, Yahweh said to protect his people as a bird protects her young with her wings. That's Deuteronomy 32:11. Verse 192, now that is kanaf, that is translated bird. Now, it's hot bird, so what does hot mean? And in verse 193, he said, it means, for us, it means to grow hot, earnestly, earnestly hot, to become heated with the work of Yahweh, getting it done, getting this message out to the world. And remember those definitions as we proceed. Let's go to the next slide. Because when you put in hot bird satellite, as you'll see, you'll get pastor's tag 1074. And you'll also get that number 603. Look at that. He gave the sermon on 603 forward and backward, right? About the Hotbird satellite. Okay, and 179 means able. 603 means crying out and shrieking. I remember a young future priest got up here years back and showed us how a hawk shrieks. You remember that? The Hawkins? How they shriek and they let the world know? They're given this warning message to the world. It means to cry, crying out. And then 603, notice this. It means earnest, 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 hot, right? Hot bird, earnest expectation. That's probably a coincidence though, right? Let's find out. Let's go to the next slide. Because this Hotbird satellite was from a company called Hotbird Eutelsat. It's a European company. Okay, and it was all Hebrew people that owned this company, as Pastor brought out, that this message went out to the world. Hotbird Eutelsat 1074 with the same meanings. You know, 1074 is talking about this last generation when this message would go out throughout the whole earth. This wasn't in, you know, back in the days of the apostles or Yana or any of those ones that were told to go to Nineveh or wherever else they went. We were told to go to the whole earth. They were not, okay? Now notice, 774 is the third number. You have 1074, but 774 means to spread out. Spreads, refresh, comfort. And 774 in the Greek means belonging to the Roman province of Asia, or Asia, a Roman province. And if you go back and read that sermon from 6306, you'll see that the footprint of the Hotbird satellite was the old Roman Empire, the entire Roman Empire. Okay? Keep that in your mind as we proceed. Let's go to the next slide, because I showed this last week, but I'm going to read it to you again. From the 16th book of Israel, I didn't tell you where it was from last week. Chapter 29, verse 55 says, "Now as weak as we are, Yahweh prophesied this." There was no way we could reach the whole earth. "I told Jacob that when we were on XCG, this was a shortwave station. He said we were fulfilling that prophecy. And I said, no, we're not fulfilling that prophecy. We weren't even reaching 10%. I doubted if we were even reaching 1% of the people. I said then that something bigger than this was going to have to take place. But I do remember us talking about that, and we were on XEG. Now notice, why did I switch it from XCG to XEG? I did it for a purpose, because Yahweh inspired me to do it. Okay, because XEG and XCG are both used equal amount of times in the books of Israel. Look for yourself. You can find either one of them. It's called XEG or XCG. So I just threw in XEG to see what would take place. And notice what took place. We got 60306, the exact date that Pastor gave the sermon about the satellite, the Hotbird satellite. Isn't that amazing? But notice this. It didn't even change the meaning of this. The meaning of 6030, it still stayed the same. It means to cry, to witness, to testify, to answer, to respond as a witness, receive an answer, to speak, answer or reply to a previous question. Remember the question and answer show in 1962. Okay? You know, that's a miracle. These are miracles that you're seeing. These are miracles. Are we taking miracles for granted? Let's go to the next slide. Let's see if that's just a coincidence. Now, Pastor says in the 19th book of Israel, chapter 21, verse 12, he says, "I didn't know it at the time." J.G. didn't know it at the time. That was Jacob's name before it was changed. "He would ask me the question, and I would answer them on this show. That show brought forth a lot of people who came to the house of Yahweh in Abilene later, much later, but they remembered it. When the house of Yahweh was built, the newspapers carried us out to the people. The news media carried us out to the people. Then these people saw us in the newspapers. Then they came to the house of Yahweh and were baptized. This program started in 1962. Now, I'm not changing anything that he said. I'm just putting it in and showing you what comes up. He's not the man with the golden gun. He's the man with the golden tongue. Okay? You don't got to change what that man says. He's inspired by Yahweh. And notice what comes up. 3088, which means Yahweh is exalted. And 3088 in the Greek means a portable lamp or other illuminator. Candle, lamp, light. It's kind of a coincidence that this quote was taken out of the 19th book of Israel by the lamp light, right? And pastors lamp lighting the world and the universe. Okay, now, I gave this sermon on 1/12/2019 called The Traveling Lamp about this satellite. That was, if you look at the dates, the 1/12/2019 to today's date, you get 83 weeks, and 83 means wings. Long, overshadowing wings from 82 to fly. What a coincidence, right? All right, let's play the video of Pastor from the last time he spoke. Let's go ahead and roll it.
The skies pour out your righteousness. The skies. That's never been possible before until our lifetime, until this generation, yes, and the last 20 years. when we first started putting satellites in the sky. Well, now, praise Yahweh. Well, now, we broadcast here. That's where prophecy said, we will broadcast at my house. And this message from the city, Israel, Texas, city of. Though you're low in number, the lowest of any city, from you, Israel, Texas, will take my word by via satellite, and the skies will pour out righteousness. Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you.
Okay. That's always beautiful to see our great overseer, right? Now, are you ready to see a miracle? That same sermon that he gave on 6306 about the Hotbird satellite, I'm going to read you a quote. Can I have the next slide? Word for word. I did not change a thing. Go look for yourself. Verse 92, Yahweh gives us a date. He gives us September 12, 2006, and he says, go and tell the world this. Well, that's what we're doing. And then he opened a door where we can. And he showed us about the Hotbird satellite. But notice, when you put that quote in your matria where it says, and he says, go and tell this world, well, that's what we're doing. And then he opened a door where we can. It comes out to 8-1-20, the very date that he just brought out 2 weeks ago, where he talked about the satellite. Now, if you think there's some kind of game playing going on here, we would have had to go back, let's see, 14 years, not just 14 days ago, 14 years ago, and then we would have had to conspire and do all these tricky things, you know, to get him to say this on this date. Really? Come on, folks. I'm not talking to you, okay? I'm only talking to the scoffers that might still doubt. Let's look at the next slide, because he said, you know, this goes over Facebook, the satellite. Notice, he said it's all broadcast from the house of Yahweh, 1962. The house of Yahweh live on Facebook, 1962. He's showing you when this work began, okay, of getting this message out to this whole earth. Let's go to the next slide, because he also told us it goes from Israel, Texas, city of, by satellite. So put in Israel, Texas, city of satellite, and you get 2414, which is Matithya 2414, which says, and this message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations, and then the end will come. But that's not all, because that's what's called the Great Commission of the House of Yahweh, right? So let's go to the Mark of the Beast back in 1976, and let's watch what the man with the golden tongue and the golden pen wrote here. This is from chapter 18, verse 26, in volume 2 of the Mark of the Beast. He says, Yochanan, just as Yahshua and his disciples proclaimed the plan of Yahweh to all who would hear, Yahshua and his disciples proclaimed the commission of the house of Yahweh and of the need for laborers to take the message of Yahweh to all this world. Put that in word for word, and you get 2414 again, which is Matithya 2414. This message of the kingdom will be preached by the one who bears witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Let's go to the next slide, and let's see if this is all just some kind of coincidence, right? Because preach and publish is 828, and so is commissioned. 828, that's the birth date of the witness in 1934, when this last generation, where the satellites were invented, and when they started being produced, or at least conceived in 1934. Let's go to the next slide. This man was commissioned by Yahshua Messiah. Remember, he said, behold, I have sent my Moloch. He was sent by the one sent in Revelation 22:16. It comes up 322. That's his tag number, one of his tag numbers, right? Commissioned by Yahweh and Yahshua, 2022, which means promotion, mountain, the mountain of the house of Yahweh, Isaiah 2 and Micaiah 4. And 2022 in the Greek means to pour upon. Remember, let the skies pour righteousness. To pour upon, to pour in, you know, to our thick skulls. From 1909, which means above, above where the satellites are, and upon. Let's go to the next slide. Don't feel left out, folks. Watch what he says here. I didn't take that God worship word out because I left it in because that's what he had in the book, and I'm not going to change it because you would have got a different gematria. Watch this. He says, in the Mark of the Beast, volume 2, chapter 1, verse 32, he says, you might not actually be preaching yourself. You might not be actually preaching yourself, but by placing your tithes where they belong in the work of Yahweh, that in the work Yahweh has called and commissioned for these last days, you are very much a part of Yahweh's work. Notice that comes out to 1962. Woo, man, I don't know, you know? And that was the beginning of the last day's work of Yahweh, the question and answer show. So let's go to the next slide, where he says, in Isaiah 45:8, it says, drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth be released. Yeah, let my people go. By the way, if you put, let the earth be released, it's 996. Remember the number of the changing of the kingdoms? Let the earth be released. Let salvation spring up. Remember salvation, 3444, today's date? And let righteousness grow together. I, Yahweh, have created it. You get the number 1862, which means pearl of knowledge, from 1865, which means liberty. Flowing, you know, like streaming live on satellite radio waves, not only here in the world, but throughout the universe. A free run, release, to move rapidly. In fact, it's instant travel when it goes to space. These, I'm sure Pastor will give us more knowledge. From 3045, it means clearly understand, to discern, detect it, observe, teach, tell, and learn. And that second number, notice this, 1117 you get out of that quote from Isaiah 45:8, and it means high place, heights, high places, and elevation, waves. Waves, radio waves, right? Wow, what a coincidence. Well, let's find out about the radio waves from the 17th book of Israel. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide where he says in verse chapter 3, verse 122, he says, we are bringing this message out on the radio waves that were created. Yahweh had use of them all along, but he gave us use of them through a mechanical type way. We can't command the radio waves as Yahweh sets them by law, but through a mechanical way of the computer, the increase in knowledge, we can use them to our advantages. Notice, on the radio waves, 1074, okay, and 2043, which means mountain or promotion. And it means to pour in, remember? 1074, the license tag of this last generation. Remember, 1074 in Strong's Greek is the word used in this generation will not pass until all these things are fulfilled. Matitya 24:34. Let's go to the next slide. We're on the radio waves here at 88.9, right? 88.9 in Yematria is 1011. Remember Revelation 1011? Pastor, in the first book of Israel, chapter 16, verse 51, from published on 10-11-03, he said, notice the finished. They will be finished. Verse 11. And he said to me, you, that word you is added. He said to me, must prophesy be done again before many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. So this last or seventh Moloch, seventh messenger, then is to go before kings. This is something Yahshua, the apostles, and the prophets never did. They never went before nations, languages, or kings, but in this day and age, we must. Now let's go to the next slide, and let's put in what he told us to put in. He said, take that word you out. This is Revelation 10:11, and he says, and he said to me, must prophesy again before many peoples, nations, and languages, and kings. And notice, you get 4998, which means beautiful, to be comely, of feet of the messenger, used in Isaiah 52:7. Remember how beautiful are the feet of the one that preaches the message of peace? And then 3479 from 3478, Yisrael. Yisrael, right? And then finally, let's go to the final slide. 88.9 program, 1962. And 13:19 means messenger, preach, publish, show forth the bare tidings, messenger of righteous news, cheerful. Preach the message, herald of salvation and glad tidings. And 13:19 in the Greek means instruction, teaching, teachings, doctrine, learning. From 13:20, a teacher, teachers, doctor, teach, direct, admonish, preaches, explain, expound. Any questions? Okay, you're in the right place, right? But you know what? You ain't seen nothing yet because Yahweh's going to continue to pour it on in 2020. Okay, so let's go ahead and all please stand at this time. It's been a great honor to speak to Yahweh's saints, and I'd like to turn it over at this time to the great Gohan, Michael Hawkins.
Radio waves. I like to wave because the whole universe is watching us, right? Praise Yahweh. You know, we're proving ourselves worthy before Him, before everybody. It's amazing. That was pretty cool. So, you know, but Pastor also said that it's in the books, right? It's in the books. We got to search out the books. So to help further that information, we turn it over to the great Kahan Yehuda Hawkins.
Hello. Please be seated. Put on your seat belts. We're going to have to move like a guy in a bass boat looking for a bass. Start out, turn to page 981, Revelation 16, verse 5. Revelation 16, verse 5, where it reads, I have to go very quickly, but page 16, verse 5, Revelation 16, verse 5 on page 981. And I heard the Malach of the water say, you are right, O Yahweh, who is, was, and will be, because you judge this way. The word waters that is written in Revelation 16, 5 is translated from the Hebrew word me'im, the Student's Hebrew and Chaldee Dictionary to the Old Testament by Alexander Karkovy, page 723, and Hebrews 7:14, letting Scripture interpret Scripture. Remember that. That's what we always do first. I don't go look something up in a book all the way without looking and see if there's a Scripture that talks about it. Letting Scripture interpret Scripture. I was taught this from the first day I walked in this door. Shows this word is referring to Yeshua Messiah. The word judge that is written in Revelation 16:5 are translated from the Hebrew word shafat. This word is listed on page 1626 of volume 4 of the Hebrew and Aramaic Lexicon of the Old Testament by Coel and Baumgartner, which shows this word means as a warning of Yahweh against unfair judgments and partiality, like all those trials and kangaroo courts we've gone through, but especially about what is said in Psalm 82, verse 2. Get ready to go there, but this is what Revelation 16:5 is saying. And I heard Yeshua say, you are righteous, O Yahweh, who is, who was, and will be, because you have warned them of their evil way. That word means as a warning. Remember, he has that not been what the house of Yahweh has been doing for over 40 years? Do we tell you it's okay to eat pork, or do we tell you how dangerous it is? But anyway, it's referring to Psalm 82, verse 2 on 467, so please go there. We're going real fast, I know. How long will you judge unjustly and accept evil men? That's the warning of Psalm 82, verse 2 on 467. The warning, this warning, and that's the title of this short speech today, this warning. W-A-R-N-I-N-G. Now turn to page 802. The question I want to ask you, does the world listen to these warnings or this warning? Has anyone out there listened to it other than the people that are here? I don't know of anyone. Even when they listen to it, they twist it like a broken string. Luke 16, verse 31 on page 802. Luke 16, 31, page 802. But he, and that was Yeshua, said to him, if they will not listen to Moshe, that is the law, and the prophets, they would not be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Now, that word though seems okay, but if you look it up in the Hebrew, go all the way to the Hebrew, it, the word though in this verse, and the word if, both are translated from the Hebrew word am, aleph mem safit. This word is listed as word 518 in the Hebrew dictionary of Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. This shows this word means when and truly. When and truly. It's very important about the truly. Because this is what Yeshua says. Remember all the time he says, truly I say to you. That's why this word's there. So this is what Luke 16:31 is saying. But it said to him, truly, when they will not listen to Moshe, the law and the prophets, they would not be persuaded when one has risen from the dead. They're not going to listen. Those that listen will be called out. Those that won't, won't. But people ask me, how come you go all over the place, book after book, different scriptures? Why can't you just read Luke 15 all the way straight through? And I said, well, I'm not Walt Disney and this is not Peter Pan. But the point is, they do have a point. Why? This is why. These scriptures we go through and have things in Revelation and Psalms that are together, Luke and so forth, is because of this. Turn to Isaiah 28, verse 10 on page 546. This is what it's all about, and I'm going to tell you why. There's another scripture after this, and we'll close. Isaiah 28, verse 10, page 546. Page 546 in the book of Yahweh, Isaiah 28, verse 10. For a precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Oh, in the beginning, Yahweh created heaven and the earth. Well, that's just a little bit of the Bible, but it's here and there, here a little, there a little. And it's not only that way, letting Scripture interpret Scripture, where you have things in Genesis that are being taught in Revelation to go with it to get the final answer. But it's all over the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, and even more, it's all over the books. I just quoted Strong's because it had a fine explanation of a word. I didn't quote first. I quoted Strong, for one thing, so everybody can get their Strong out and know that I'm not sitting up here lying to you. But anyway, I'm not doing this to stir up any anger. It's just I'm trying to explain. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. You heard the warning in Revelation 16:5, and he was quoting from Psalm 82, verse 2. Even the books admit that. So there you go. It says he will judge those that did not take the warning. Those who show partiality to others and accept evil men. And so that's why Yeshua said, you are righteous, O Yahweh, who is and was and will be, because you have warned them of their evil way. But Yahweh said also, too, Yeshua was going to tell you that if they will not listen to Moshe, the law, and the prophets, they will not be persuaded even when someone has risen from the dead. The word when instead of if. I mean, if I go on a diet, I lose weight. When I go on a diet, I lose weight. But the thing of it is, when gives you a depth of understanding that if doesn't. And so it goes with the word though. The Hebrew word shows depth that the English doesn't. Now let's turn to our last scripture and we'll close it on this. Remember, you have been given this warning that Yeshua spoke of. Psalm 82, verse 2. Do any of you show partiality? If you do, quit it. If you're not doing it, know you're walking in the right way. Do any of you judge unfairly and take sides against someone else, and it doesn't matter how righteous they are, you still think they're a bum? You need to repent. The point is talking about the warning has been given how we should all conduct ourselves in our own lives and among everyone else. And this is why, though, all these things go here a little, there a little like that, just like this illustration today. Because Yeshua said, why is it here a little, there a little? He tells you. Turn to Matthew 13, verses 10 through 17. Now, I'm going to only read one verse, because it says the main point, and it gets to the point. Why is it here a little, there a little, and only Yahweh's house, the pillar and the ground of the truth, understands it? Yeshua said it right here in verse 11. It has been given to you to know the great secrets of the kingdom of Yahweh, but to them it has not been given. It's given to you, every one of you, every one of me, no matter who you are or what you are, as far as your job is concerned, it's been given to you to learn these things, the secrets of the kingdom of Yahweh. That we're closing out right now. It has been given to you to know these things. It's not been given to them. It's here a little, there a little. And Yahweh's given your his house, pastor, the priests, the Kohanes, and the Shafatim, all of them, to help you learn these great things that you have been given to know. To know the warnings and to know the great secrets of the kingdom of Yahweh, but to them it has not been given. It has been given to you, the house of Yahweh. May Yahweh bless your understanding. And I turn the services back to the great Kohan Michael.
Now, when it comes to the scriptures, we let scripture interpret scripture, right? Praise Yahweh. And when it comes to the news, we're going to let the news interpret the news. So to further our understanding with this, and it's our great honor to present to you great Kohen Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Of course, with many things taking place in the news today, and all of these things, you see a lot of prophecies that Pastor has brought over many years, and all of them falling into place. And there's so many prophecies that he's explained with what's taking place in and around the great river Euphrates in that fourth part of the earth, with diseases and viruses and all of these things coming to an all-time high, and also with doctors and nurses not knowing what to do. You know, people walking away from jobs but not knowing what to do. Well, we look over into the Middle East, into the Mediterranean Sea, and right now we see France, and you're going to see this in the news, and make sure to write down that three-letter word, oil, and watch how they're all fighting. They're vying for positions right now for this oil. Now, keep in mind, as they're vying for these positions, they're also claiming that we're going to be a oil-free world by 2030. We're going to push right through this. So if we're going to do that, why is there such a fight for oil? Well, you see France building up naval forces, and this is due to Turkey is exploring oil off the coast of Greece. And Greece has become very upset about this, but France has sent in, of course, they've sent in their military to help defend Greece, this naval shipment they've sent in of carriers. They're over there, and they're trying to defend this oil. Now, in the main time why this is taking place, you have Russia has now went back into Libya, and they now have control of Libya's largest oil field. Well, this oil field that they had, Libya, the UN, remember, that's a UN-installed government, United Nations-installed government. This took place after Muammar Gaddafi was put to death. He was murdered. Yes, murdered. This took place with this installation of the government, and this oil refinery system was what they were using to pay their bills. Well, Russia now has control of it. And then you have the United States once again going back and reinstalling. If you remember this, they did this under the Obama administration. Now they're doing it again under the Trump administration. They're installing a group of what they call rebels. They're training a group of men to be guards of the oil fields. The last time they did it, remember, in the Obama administration, it was really a move to try to push out Assad, and that's the leader of Syria. Well, they're going back in, redoing it again. They failed the first time, this beastly system, this beast that's making these decisions. They didn't succeed in what they wanted. And remember, Russia was pushing back from the other side. But they're saying they're going there to guard the oil, and it's, of course, a proxy war. In other words, they use this excuse to do this. It's not really the agenda that's being spoken that's true. And then here in Lebanon, you know, it's still much debate on what caused this huge explosion that literally it just leveled many blocks. And you see the mushroom cloud come up, and you see the energy burst that proceeds from that explosion that took place over there in the capital, Beirut. But you also have now the prime minister and his whole staff resigning. And then you're going to see the streets of Lebanon where they're just in chaos. There's rioting take place. It reminds you of what took place here and is still taking place here in the United States. There's no peace. Everybody's searching for peace, and they're not finding any because the rules of peace are not being kept. And then, of course, the United States with these coronavirus. They say coronavirus deaths, but remember, There's underlying conditions. Just think of when you walk through the grass, if you have sinned, compare it to stickers. If you walk through the grass, you get a lot of stickers, the tentacles, they reach out and they grab you. Well, you have to have something to grab a hold of, and that is the mark of the beast. You have to be practicing sin, rejecting Yahweh. If you don't do that, it's not in your blood. They have nothing to grab onto. It's an immunity, kind of. You can look at it that way. But if you have the mark of the beast, it's like running through a sticker patch. You're going to get them, and they're going to latch on, and they're going to hurt. You're going to suffer. 5 moons you will suffer. But, of course, this death rate hitting an all-time high, and they were hoping it would be over with by now. But it's not. And then the accord that come out, this peace accord, it's important that everyone understands this Abram peace accord that President Trump announced, and that's what it's called, the Abraham Peace Accord, and it took place in the month of Abraham, and they have no idea what they've done there, but that's when it took place. President Trump announced this, and this is a rarity. The President of the United States from the White House announces a peace agreement between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. So here's the American president announcing a peace agreement between two other countries. And, of course, it's important to remember that this is the first peace agreement that Israel has signed since they signed one with Jordan in 1994, and that all tied into the two-state solution. Well, what could this possibly have to do with Arabs signing an agreement? Well, remember this agreement, if you read about it, in the news they're showing it, it slows down this annexation that Netanyahu wanted to push of the West Bank by taking land from the Palestinians. It actually puts a stop to it. It puts a hold to it. And remember, the deacon spoke about it earlier. Remember this headline that came out. It said, Abbas willing to talk peace if Israel will drop the annexation plan. And it says, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that Palestine is ready to engage in serious negotiations with the Israeli government the moment it refrains from its unilateral annexation plan to be sponsored by the quartet and other countries of the world. And that's what the deacon brought out, where Abbas is calling for the quartet, and that's what Abbas is saying. If you stop the annexation, we'll come back and talk about this two-state solution, this agreement that was signed in 1993. And Abbas was there. He's the last living person that was part of that group from Israel and Palestine that signed it. He's the last living person that was there during that time. And he's saying that that will get him back engaged. That will get him involved. And that's what this agreement is doing, is pressuring him to keep his word. It's pushing him back to the negotiation table. And then last but not least, notice this buildup in the Middle East, in and around the great river Euphrates. Look at the volume of money, these missile defense systems, and the money that's been spent on them. And not only that, but the sophistication to where they're saying they can shoot them when they're out of the atmosphere now. They can actually shoot them down. But look at the money being spent to try to defend yourself. You would think that if you've got to spend this much money, you should probably quit upsetting people. Find a way to get peace. But they're not. Look at how much a person will spend to defend themselves instead of bring peace in. They don't have the way of peace. At this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Hey, Yahweh! What a wonderful day and wonderful people. They're all yours, Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Be seated, please, and we'll get to work. I hope you got the information on all the world's activities and what it's bringing. They did a great job putting that news together this week. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The shortage. I wrote an article. I brought it out in a sermon years ago. There's going to be a shortage of doctors, nurses, and hospitals. I found it on Google quickly this morning, but I wanted to bring the book and read it to you. But if you have that in your clutches right now, I'd like to have it. COVID-19, this wouldn't mean so much I mean, if no one had heard about the seven seals, if you haven't heard about the seven seals, the seven great plagues, the last, seven last plagues, this will be the last of the plagues. This will be the last of the war. That's what Scripture shows. It's going to end with these seven last plagues. There'll be no more after that. There's going to be peace after this. After this is over. Praise Yahweh. Horns honking. We don't have enough room to seat everyone and keep the distance. And of course, we are keeping the distance as the governor has requested. This virus, the cases right now, we're at 21 million, over 21 million. The deaths right now is over 764,000. Recovered is 14,000. The U.S. right now, the world has 21 million. The U.S. has 5 million. The total deaths in the world is 764,000. The U.S. has 171,000 of those. So it's bad. And they don't know what to do about it because they don't believe the Scriptures. The only ones that know, they won't believe them. Believe it or not, Trump is actually quoting the Scriptures sometimes, and they're getting angry with him for doing so. The peaceful scene. It may be that travel is going to be stopped just in time for the feast. They may do it before the feast. It's not helping, and it won't help, but they're going to use that as an excuse because this is a scheme of Satan to do so. Satan knows that this was brought about by her, and the evil like the gods. I would that everybody would put down, everybody out there that's hearing me, I know we're reaching something like 5 million in one episode, and then it's going up into the close to 100 million before the week is out. But if you would just put right down Genesis 3:5, Genesis chapter 3, verse 5. And that verse says, evil like the gods. The last part of that verse, evil like the gods. Well, of course, Satan, that's what she is. There's nothing righteous about Satan. But yet the world have all gone the way of Cain, which is the way of the gods, fighting and war. You get that in the fourth chapter of Genesis. You also get the prophecy there in the fourth chapter of Genesis, the prophecy that shows that due to following evil like the gods, which is Sunday keeping, that's the mark of the beast. You really need the book called The Mark of the Beast. That was written back in 1976. All the details are there that is taking place right now. Everything. Yahweh showed you everything in that book. The Mark of the Beast. The Mark of the Beast was the first thing they did was change their Sabbath to Sunday. Of course, that took away the weekly meetings with Yahweh. Yahweh set and made holy the seventh day. The seventh day is what they call Saturday. That's the seventh day of every week. Look at any calendar. You don't have to be so foolish as to not check some of these things out. Look at any calendar, it'll show you the seventh day. Read the first chapter of your Bible. If you have a book of Yahweh, read it. It's much better, much easier to understand. But the seventh day of the week is a permanent meeting. It's a set-aside appointment where the Creator Yahweh actually is here with us. Yes, this is going to be true throughout all eternity. All of His family, praise Yahweh, all of His family that make it into His kingdom is going to be meeting with Him every week on this day. Well, when they took away the Sabbath, they have a meeting with the sun god Baal. Sunday is named after the sun god Baal. It's not named after Yahweh. It's the first day of the week, which is a work day to get your work done. 6 days Yahweh gave you to get your work done. And the seventh day, He tells you, come meet with me on the seventh day. Satan says, no, don't meet with Yahweh. We'll make it more delightful for you if you come and meet with us on the first day, on Sun God Day. Being evil like the God, Satan said, is more delightful. That's 3, 1 through 5, Genesis 3, 1 through 5. If you just start your study there, you know, that will help you a great deal. But we're getting ready for the feast. You need to think about this because I could cut off all travel and probably will, because the idea is to keep you from having this meeting with Yahweh. I also brought a sermon telling you that this was going to take place, that they would be restricting travel. And, of course, it's getting worse. And as this won't stop. This won't stop this first plague. The first plague is being accepted and taken into the body by those who have the mark of the beast. Those who have the mark of the beast is almost 100%. Revelation 12:9 tells you the whole world is deceived. You want to find that deception, that the mark of the beast, this deception. It's the mark of the beast. And it's given to you in the third chapter of Genesis. This will not fall on anyone who does not have the mark of the beast. You won't get it. If you don't have the mark of the beast, you won't get it. If you do have the mark of the beast, you're going to get it. You're going to get this virus. You will have it about 10 days, then the signs will disappear. They'll tell you you're well, but you won't be. Everybody that they interview, they say they're over it, 10 days gone, you can go home, you're over it. You're not. What has occurred in that 10 days is your immune system has been taken up. Your immune system, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it's an army of defense in your body that prevents, keeps your body going, keeps your eyes seeing, your ears hearing. It's made up of kingdoms of microorganisms so tiny you can't see with your naked eye, but they're doing a tremendous job in your body, making your eyes see, your tongue talk, your teeth eat. They give you feelings and joy. Satan says it's more desirable her way. Wait till you start losing these things, and you'll see it's more desirable Yahweh's way, not her way. Anyway, this seven last plagues, that's in Revelation 16, Revelation 9, you have to put those two together. It's in about 56 other places, I believe, throughout the scriptures, and we're still finding them and putting them together. It's here a little and there a little. Over the next couple of months, I'm going to be mentioning some things that David Yehuda brought out this morning. Don't forget what he brought out. If you do, you better get it and write it down. But I'll be mentioning some things that won't mean anything to the world, but if you'll start putting them together by the feast, I don't know if Yahweh wants us to announce it before the feast or not, but you should be getting it without the world understanding. But it'll be mentioned here a little and there a little in the sermons, and we'll give a sign of some kind. We'll get it worked out. But all who have the mark of the beast is going to suffer for 5 moons, 5 months. That's what your scripture said. Read it, chapter 9 of Revelation. Chapter 16, verse 2 shows you the mark, the plague, the seven last plagues. When it says last, it means last. If it's written, Yeshua said, it is written. This written is our contract with Yahweh. That's the reason I'm telling you, unless you have the mark of the beast, you will not get this plague. You've got the mark of the beast. If you got the plague, you got the mark of the beast. And you better repent. You better straighten your life up. I'll tell you how to do that. Don't forget this. This is the only way. Yeshua said, seek the place that I've chosen to place my name. Seek the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness. That's Matthew in the King James Version, Matithya in the book of Yahweh. Seek the place. Go to it. Deuteronomy 12, verse 5. Go to the place where I choose to place my name. Where I choose, where Yahweh chooses. He writes it down for you. It is written. Micaiah 4, 1 through 3. It tells you the name, House of Yahweh. Now they took the name out and replaced it with the words Lord and God. This is history. You don't have to be a fool about this. You can look it up in history. The Roman Catholic Church changed it. They removed the name Yahweh and put their gods in there. Evil like the God, like the sun god Baal, who refuses to keep holy the seventh day. It's that simple. Well, if you've got this mark of the beast, you're going to have this COVID-19. That's a guarantee. It is written, you're going to have it. There's no getting out of it. When the last person that's got the mark of the beast gets this COVID-19, he will be sick for 5 moons. You people who have gotten over this and pronounced well, if you're still in that 5 moons, your organs are suffering. Your immune system is crushed. This COVID-19 takes up your immune system, fighting it. So your immune system, this army of defense, is weakened. Any bug, any disease in your body, I want to show you a list of these diseases. I would have had it blown up to where you could read it all, but you can see these are single words that show these diseases. Here's a list of them. Single words. Every word there is a different disease that your organs in your body, the organs in your body, I can maybe hold that up. This is a full sheet of paper. That's a list. Every word is a disease. That's how many diseases you're carrying right now. Your body is doing its best. The kingdoms in your body is doing its best to keep you alive. But now, here's the COVID-19. It destroys your defense. It takes it up. It don't destroy it, but it takes up your immune system. Your immune system must be built back for it to defend your body. It doesn't have time. The diseases don't have nothing to fight them. So they grow really rapidly. And that's what killed you. It's not the plague that killed you. It's the diseases that you already had in your body. Here's a list of the diseases that everybody in the world, except House of Yahweh members, have it in their body. If you asked a doctor if he didn't pay to get his license, if he had to study to get his license, he'll tell you what I'm telling you. I learned it years ago in the State Board of Health Laboratories. I was so glad to get that information to see, because it told me what sin brings. You know, when you understand how your body is made, how it gets sick, it don't just get sick on its own. You know, it don't go on a strike or demand higher pay or anything like that. You make it sick by sin. Leviticus 23 tells you the diseases that caused all of these diseases. These are crossbreeds of Leviticus 23. I'm sorry, Leviticus 18. Leviticus 23 is your appointments with Yahweh. And of course, Satan is trying to keep you from getting those appointments. Trying to keep you away from Yahweh's house. That was the idea of changing the Sabbath from the Sabbath to sun god Baal worship. All the world is worshiping gods except the house of Yahweh. Yahweh is not a god. If you don't have the mark, it's like the first Passover. They took blood and put it on the doorpost. Now, this blood was recognized by this plague that struck Egypt. It was recognized and turned. Nothing to eat there. So they turned and went another way. Now, in this time period, the fact that you don't have the mark of the beast means there's nothing there for them to eat. There's nothing there for them to enter to get their food supply. I'm talking about this plague. I'm trying to put it in simple terms where you can understand it, but you can go into the deep things if you want to, and probably your doctor will tell you the books you can go to if he didn't pay to get his license and out there practicing illegally. If he knows what he's doing, if he got his degree from study and passing the test, he knows what I'm talking about. Some don't believe the history of Exodus 12. You really need to study it. But here it is again upon us now, and the whole world is suffering it right now. They're suffering this so-called death angel. That's what they named it. The scriptures don't name it that. It was their own sins coming back at them. Yahweh merely told Moshe, this is when it's going to take place. It's building up right now. This is what I told you several years ago. And I told you there's going to be a shortage on hospitals, nurses, and doctors. It's all in that same lesson. The seven last plague, and we'll find it and bring it to you, hopefully by the time I speak again. But this second Passover, that might have been where I put it. I think we named a sermon the second Passover. And the second Passover is here now. It started with a two-day test, a trial for Yahweh's people to see who passed this test or not. Well, we proved it, of course. You proved it. You didn't even know you proved it, but you proved it with your righteous way of living, your righteous way of service. The world don't want to be a servant. Yeshua wanted you to be a servant. Exodus 19, we see, which was written, by the way, in 1491 B.Y., this is called the message of the kingdom of Yahweh. Yeshua called it that in Matthew 24:14, when he said this message is going to be preached in all the world. Now keep this in mind, because I brought out last week, you can't forget this, brought out last week or week before last, the satellites that we put up, those came in our lifetime, in this generation, as Yahshua called Matthew 24. It came in that time period. Exodus 19, Yahweh says, I'm going to make you a kingdom of priests. Well, that kingdom is what Yeshua was talking about. Seek first this kingdom. This is the only eternal thing in the universe, the kingdom of Yahweh. In Exodus 19:6, he says this, I'm going to make you a kingdom of priests. Yeshua says, seek that kingdom, and you can be a priest. You can learn to be a priest. You can't buy it. The only way you can get it is to become righteous. I say, the Christians try to belittle the scripture. Oh, you have to earn it. You could work the rest of your life and not earn, not even one step into the kingdom. They make it look like it. They take that and make their words, bring them to life, how evil they are. What do you do if you want to purchase a car? You go to a car dealer. Well, that's your preacher. You go to a car dealer. Car dealer says, this car, you want this car. Well, if you will pay me this much. You get the point? What's wrong with that? You do it all the time. Yahweh says, if you will be righteous like I am, I'll give you a mansion. Not just a car. Some people do this with houses too, you know. The real estate dealer said, yeah, give me this much money. Well, I don't have that much money. Well, pledge this much money. Oh, okay. I'll have to get something here and get your credit. I'll have to test you out to see if you're worthy, see if you'll really do what you say. So they put your name down, your past record, Then they find out you lied a few times, and you owe this debt, you're behind on this one. You had a foreclosure here and a bankruptcy here. Well, I'm sorry, but you just don't pass the test. So they find one that did pass the test. He has a great record. He'll pay this much money. So they say, you pay me this much money every month, and I will let you live in this house till you get it paid for. Now, if you miss your payments, if you're lying to me and you miss your payments, you're going to get kicked out. Yeshua said, how did you get in this kingdom? How did you get in here? Because he found somebody that lied. Yeah, they're still going to be trying to cheat to get in the kingdom in this next 2 years. They won't make it. The only way, you can't pretend and get by Yahweh's door. It's got to be sincere, Yahweh says. It's got to come from the heart. It can't just be done. It can't just be done when you're standing in front of me and telling me what a righteous thing you did. You've got to prove it when I'm not there. You prove it by your actions. You prove it by your actions and the life that you live. Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to actually come before the priest, as Yahweh said, and confess your sin? Now, if you hide them, we can't forgive them. We can only forgive what you confess. So you're hurting yourself if you don't get them off your head, out of your body, right then and there. If you don't remember them, that's fine. If you can't remember them. But you could say to the priest, I want forgiveness for all of those wicked things that I did and I was so ashamed of that I put them out of my memory. Well, get the idea. Yahweh says, I'll give you this mansion. Yeshua says, that's what I'm preparing for you, a mansion. And right now you're proving that you can fulfill this loan that I'm giving you. You're proving it to me. So I'm going to prepare it for you. I'm going to have it cleaned up, shiny and bright, and all of the precious things that you like. Right now, they're going to be in that mansion. Now, that's your servant. That's your servant, the great and honorable Yeshua Messiah. Oh, you found it. Here it is. Coronavirus is not over yet. And this is 4/25/2020, fourth month. I knew that was rather recent. Anyway, I'll lay this here and cover up this list of diseases for you. It's going to be a beautiful feast, but Satan is going to try to stop it. I'd suggest that you think over what we've said, think over this news that we brought for you also. Try to think the worst part, the very worst thing that you could do is don't keep one of Yahweh's Sabbaths. The very worst thing that you can do is don't keep the feast day. These are Yahweh's appointments. Satan is trying, Pharaoh, his name is Pope today. They're sitting on the seven hills of Rome. If you're not up on that, if you don't know that the Coptic Catholics that Cain started in Egypt, they are the same Catholic system as Nimrod and the Roman Catholics who have this great army that who dares attack it? Well, Yahweh shows that they're going to dare to attack you. And in this seven last plagues now, which will be over with in 2 years. It's going to be over with in 2 years. The seven last plague. It's going to end with nuclear burning. Revelations 18, nuclear burning, 1 hour burning. Are we capable of that? Our governments say we are. Now, what each of the quartet has in mind is getting as many allies as they can on their side, and when they see that war is inevitable, they're all going to see it at the same time, and they're all going to pull the trigger. 1 hour burning, and your scientists, your top scientists say, it's going to all be over. The seven last plagues, and your scripture says, it's going to all be over. Yahweh bless your understanding, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you!